Verge. Down in the canyon deep, the river runs as clear, as blue, as the swells on the open ocean. On either side, nearly as high as I can leap, the walls of new blood, bleached, deposits sedated, wars sedimented are, as far as we could ever be concerned, pure and indestructible. The flow our home, stilled hospedaje. Creeks throb in pulses, then riverly spill upon the land for a while, till the wet mass releases, we hope as delta sky. Open ocean only sings as long as the bass drum of beach continues to count the waves, as someone on shore continues to remember the invisible vessel, blank telescope, a barrel of black eye. Ours is no deck upon which to lie, no bridge from which to guide. Rather all bow, all stern, a scalpel to divide the all of time into two, a head, and a tail that reunites, rewrites what we ourselves pronounced just moments before as love, as dread, as dexter, as sinister, as living and dead. As the twin within, half of whom shall be thrown, dungeoned, the other whose flight gasolined wings will ignite, propelled by a powder that tastes like pepper, yet makes the kidneys squint. Ocelot, ocelotl, up above and roadside waddles in a pool of its own device, leaky plumbing. Predator no longer, in the process right prior to post-dated. There is a rip in its ultra-fine coat of gold, or is it honey, poured around carbonic mottles. Unbegun stripes, whence 5 feet of tripe now languor. Sunbathe, get out for once. A wheeze, its body locking very far below a blind sun, that knows nothing of its creations, the glow of which matches the coat. Ripples in the puddle of red dye, behind them an engine of breath, expiring. His eyes tell the onlooker, the one who may or may not pass by, that nothing is instant, only quick or slow, and even then only as sensed by the gauge that is a body beside it. Only quick or slow, and always on the verge of fallow and hollow.